seminar sa drugim on seminarom the na temu Nectar of Prayer.
Nektar molitve.
I want to especially želim greet
pozdraviti
Chitra's mother, Hare Krishna.
Chitrinoj majci.
Welcome.
Hare Krishna. Dobrodošla.
It is nice to see you. Hare Krishna. You have stayed here. Good.
Ostala si. Aha, dobro.
Haribo. You may sit down now. Yes. Good, Hari. Jai Rama. Then after that, Hari Krishna. Jai Rama. Rama. Deya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihade Krishna. This is the graveyard. We have to go a little bit higher. No need. This is Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare. Gopi Jana Vallabha Kiri Varadhare. Pirana Vallabha Hiri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Randana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihare. Ah. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Kunja Bihari Radha Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada. Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parabrajakacharyastata Satasi Simatisti Vying Grace Sila Vecharan Aravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sakho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Maya Muna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Harinam Shankirtana Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Na Hare Krishna. No, no. Hare Hare Rama
Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
A subject matter of our
tema
seminar is
današnjeg seminara je nektar molitvi.
We are entering this prayer of Rupa Goswami.
Počinjemo sa molitvom Rupa Goswamija danas.
Rupa Goswami wrote towards
Rupa Goswami
the end of his appearance here on this planet.
Kraj svog postojanja na ovoj planeti Zemlji napisao jednu molitvu koja je poput labuđe pjesme njegove.
What is that?
Što to znači?
It said the song of the swan is most beautiful before he leaves his life behind. So the prayers of the devotees, which are composed in the old age, in the winter of their life, are most expressive and useful for us to imbibe
bhakti
or devotion
ili
in the heart.
U naše srce.
We get bhakti,
dobijamo bhakti
or devotion to Krishna
ili posvećenost Krishni,
much like we get
u velikoj mjeri kao što dobijamo
infection.
Zarazu.
The infection comes not from within the body, but from outside.
Iz tijela, već izvan
bhakti,
tijela.
For Krishna is coming either from the devotee or in rare cases from Krishna himself. And we were discussing this yesterday. Rupa Goswami has described in a prayer how this works. He has described how a person who was performing ordinary activities was once cooking in his house and a great devotee passed by his house and came
into
his view for the little time which it takes to go from one side of the door, the left doorpost, to the other, the right doorpost. And he describes, I was engaged in my household duties and then I saw this great soul who was stumbling in ecstasy, crying. With tears in his eyes, chanting, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. Very emotional.
Emotivno.
That time, my days are no longer the same.
Moj život više nije ist.
So, Rupa Goswami describes this.
Rupa Goswami
catching a mood from someone else
kako
who has
primiti, prihvatiti raspoloženje od druge osobe koju već ima
the heart
i onda ga možemo prenijeti u naše srce da bi dalje rastao i razvijao se.
Their prayers are mostly
njihove molitve su uglavnom
in three categories and I will now teach you a little bit about the art of prayer so that you know and recognize these prayers again in the kapanja
znati i prepoznati te
stotra, the list of requests by Rupa Goswami, which
koji
will
napisao Rupa Goswami,
be the main focus of our attention during this seminar.
Molitva,
the
Rupa
first
Goswami
type of prayer is called Sampratanatmika Vigyapti. Vigyapti is prayer.
Se naziva, kao što je bilo rečeno. Vigyapti je molitva.
The translation is an entreaty. Do you know what is an entreaty?
I don't know.
Ein Bittgesuch. that's a very difficult German word. Mitgesuch is like, you know, when I entreat for on someone's behalf, I make like a request for him.
Da, to je kao molba u nečije ime.
I know now Nandarani Priya and Uddhava want to get Banu Nandini into Switzerland.
And
the Swiss authorities are slow, foolish, and bureaucratic.
So
Nandarani Priya is coming there to the Swiss authorities and makes an entreaty. Oh, she's such a good girl. She will not do any wrong things in Switzerland. She will not beg, although she is from Bosnia. Different entreaties, different requests are made on behalf.
Tražnje, različite molbe će biti upućene u njeno ime.
What is the word?
Ne znam riječ.
No, it's not like a recommendation, it's like a request.
Request je molba.
Yes. Rupa Goswami says,
Rupa Goswami kaže,
Vigyapti is an entreaty which releases the bolt on the door of liberation.
Koja otvara, otklanja stijenu sa vrata oslobođenja.
Let's look at this definition.
Pogledajmo sada ovu definiciju.
From one perspective, we are all in the prison house of material existence. And the doors are firmly locked by a bolt.
A piece of iron,
which, you know, is in these two rings of iron. And when you go and want to get the door open, it's not possible. The bolt is closing the door. So vigyapti or prayer
ili molitva
is something so powerful that it takes the bolt out of the door,
da izvlači tu čeličnu šipku iz vrata.
Yes, that's very powerful.
Jako je moćno.
It throws the bolt away.
I bacuje ga.
And the door flies open.
Vrata se otvaraju širom.
My road is free
moj
now.
Moj put je sada i sam slobodan da idem dalje.
This is how Rupa Goswami
Tako
describes
Rupa
prayer.
Opisuje molitvu.
It's something which
to je nešto
allows you
što vam dozvoljava
to enter into freedom.
Uđete, da zađete u slobodu.
Thank you, Virachandra. Do you pray enough, Virachandra?
I don't think so.
See? So there are three types of these powerful prayers. The first is
prva vrsta, prvi tip,
just simply
jednostavno
called submissive prayers. Would you like to have an example so that you can apply this type of prayer in your life?
Primijeniti ovu vrstu molitve na svoj život ili u svom životu?
Yuvatinam yata yuni yunam cha yuvato jata mano biramate tatvan mano biramatam tvayi. Just at the minds of young women,
upravo kao što su umovi mladih žena,
are attracted to young men,
privučene s mladim muškarcima.
And the minds of young men,
umovi mladih muškaraca,
are attracted to young women,
mladim ženama.
I pray that
ja
my mind,
da moj um,
be attracted to you, Krishna.
Tobom, Krishna.
Here the author, Rupa Goswami,
author
takes one of the most intense human feelings,
uzima
the feeling of attraction to another person, and brings that feeling
drugoj osobi, i taj
towards Krishna. He
wants,
he prays, oh, I feel it's so spontaneous for me,
tako je
for my mind to go to the opposite gender.
Prema suprotnom spolu.
Let it be that my mind goes as natural,
to,
as spontaneous to you.
Prirodno, jednako spontano se kreće ka tebi.
Do you know what this feeling is?
Da li znate za taj osjećaj?
In preparation to this lecture,
pripremajući se za ovu lekciju,
down the beach of the Adriatic coast and made a
plaži,
direct investigation
Jadranske obale
of this particular
i izvršio sam direktnu istragu ovog određenog predmeta.
I saw young muscle gulamen,
mlade mišićave, mišićave mladiće naparfumirane i mlade
brown ladies,
potamnjele osunčane djevojke.
And there was some attraction
I
going on.
I bilo je zaista privlačnosti među njima.
So, a devotee makes this simple statement, my Lord, I have these feelings.
Izjavlja jednostavnu stvar.
They are in me.
Imam ove osjećaje. Oni su u meni.
They should go to you now.
Međutim, trebaju se
please,
uputiti ka
let them
tebi.
Go to me.
Molim
you.
Te, neka teku ka
my
tebi.
My dear devotees, if
dragi
you are struggling
bakte,
with sexual
se
attraction,
borite sa seksualnom privlačnošću.
Hare Krishna. Which are not good, I mean, which are not good for your life.
Što nije dobro za
if you struggle
život,
with misplaced
sa pogrešno postavljenom privlačnošću,
pray like this to Krishna,
na ovaj način,
in a simple, natural way.
Na jednostavan, prirodan način.
Once Prabhupada made
jednom
a pastor, the Reverend Gary Davis,
sreo jednog pastora,
velečasnog
Gary Davisa, u
and Gary Davis
New Yorku. I Gary
was
Davis
a black pastor, as far as I remember, and you know, they have these beautiful
bio,
gospels. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Da, oni imaju predivne gospele. On je bio crnac, ako se dobro sjećam.
God Lord, and sing. And they were very, very, these gospels are very nice expression of the human feelings directed to God.
And
they were discussing about prayer, and Gary Davis said, but first we have to know what to pray for, isn't it? When we talk about prayer. Prabhupada replied, yes. We should pray.
Trebamo se moliti.
Please.
Molim te.
Let me love you.
Dozvoli da te volim.
What a nice prayer to Krishna.
To je tako
lijepa
molitva za Krishnu. Molim
let
te.
Let me love you.
Dozvoli da te
now
volim.
My love is not.
Sada moja ljubav nije.
Somewhere.
Je negdje.
Let it be.
Neka bude.
Placed into you.
Upućena k tebi. K tebi.
There's a second type of prayer.
Postoji druga vrsta
molitve. Dainya bodhika.
Dainya
bodhika means the admission
znači
of one's incompetence.
Priznavanje svoje vlastite nekompetencije, nesposobnosti.
Here's an example for you.
I dat je primjer ovdje za
vas. Nashti papadma na paradi chakashana parihare pilajame kimbruve purushattama nasi dragi gospodin. There's no one as
ne,
sinful
ne
as me.
Postoji nijedna osoba koja je
grešna kao ja.
No one
has committed such a list of offenses
takav
as spisak
cijeli uvreda
what can
ja
I say?
Šta sad da kažem?
I'm very ashamed to
ja
ask you to remove those sins.
Da zatražim od tebe da ukloniš te grijehe.
You know, here devotee
ovdje
goes into an area
bhakta zalazi u oblast
where apparently he moves very
se,
much into the minus into the feelings of shame,
kreće,
the feelings of
nedostatku,
failure,
rečima,
the feelings of you could say the black library of our life.
Možemo to nazvati crnom.
We move very deep into this black
života.
Library. We,
oni
we become
duboko zaobzalazi
overwhelmed for a moment with the things which we have done.
Postajemo
the thoughts which we have thought,
mislima,
the words which we have said when we young and foolish and angry. We move into our black library. And from that position of minus, where we feel so removed from the Lord, we turn back towards the Lord from a distance. The distance created by our regret. And from that distance, we pray. Oh, I'm very dean, I'm very fallen, what can I say? I'm even ashamed when I speak about myself. Dainya. This is Dainya Bodhika, huh?
Dainya Bodhika.
Dainya is the humus on which the plant of bhakti can grow. Dainya is humility. In this environment, your plant of bhakti can grow.
If you want
to plant a nice tree, don't put it into sand. There is no water in the sand. If you want to plant
the
plant of bhakti,
biljku bhakti,
don't plant it into your very, very comfortable feeling.
Plant the plant of bhakti
into the earth of humility, which is nice and wet by your tears, where the plant of bhakti will grow. So what's the second prayer? Plant the plant of bhakti into the humus of humility, which is wet with your tears. That is the right environment. Then the third example, Lala Samayi Vigyapti. Kada gambiraya vacha shriya yukto jagat pate chamara vyagya hastang mang. Hastang means smile. Evam kurviti vakshyasi. O master of the universe, when will you, accompanied by Lakshmi, say with a deep voice to me,
dubokim glasom mi reči,
who is eager to serve you with a chamara?
Please, come here.
This is, you know, some hankering where devotee wishes to serve Krishna. And he wants to be ordered by Krishna. Come here, do this,
Krishna.
Do it like this.
Do my chamara seva. Do it like this.
Hare Krishna.
Ovako.
Imagine, Krishna would call you with a smile. Come here. Do my chamara seva.
Dođi ovdje i služi me s čamarom, hladi me.
Many times we hear
puta čujemo
devotees
bhakte
offer
nude
Krishna doing this chamara service.
Krishna.
There was one great devotee called Kanchipurna in South India, who did every day the chamara service, and he said to the Lord, he asked the Lord all kinds of questions, and the Lord would answer to him. Once the poor man came to Kanchipurna and said, can you ask the Lord if I will go back to Godhead, please?
So
Kanchipurna said, yes, when I go on the altar. So he went on the altar, he did the chamara service, and he asked,
Vararaj,
said Krishna,
da.
This one devotee of you wants to know when he goes back to Godhead. What do you think,
Kanchipurna?
I don't know, said Kanchipurna. You are the Lord.
Ti si gospodin, ti si Bog.
Okay, said Balaraj. They were very relaxed with each other.
Jako su imali jedan opušteni odnos.
Yes, he will go back to Godhead after this lifetime.
Odmah nakon ovog života.
Really?
Zaista.
Yes.
Da, da.
No problem.
Nema problema.
He is a good devotee.
On je dobar posvećenik.
Then the next day Kanchipurna
onda sljedeći dan Kanchipurna je mislio,
always asking for
ja uvijek pitam za druge.
Now I will ask for myself.
E sada ću pitati za samoga sebe.
Next day came.
Sljedeći dan je došao.
He fainted.
I hladio je.
Vararaj, that's the name of Krishna there.
To je ime Krishna.
The giver of blessing.
Onaj koji podaruje blagoslove.
I have a question.
Imam jedno pitanje.
Yes, ask your question.
Da, da, postavi ga slobodno.
What's about me? Will I go back to Godhead also?
Da li ću se ja također vratiti?
Vararaj answered.
Šta misliš, Kanchipurna?
Well, I don't know. I don't.
Ne znam.
Vararaj said, no, you won't go back to Godhead.
Ne, ti nećeš ići natrag Bogu.
No?
Ne?
No. No chance.
Nema šanse.
Well, I mean, I don't want to argue, but
ne
why
se želeo raspravljati?
Does he go back to Godhead?
Ali zašto
and why don't I go back to Godhead?
Natrag Bogu, ja ne.
But Radharaj became very serious. See this poor man, Kanchipurna.
Ovaj siromah, Kanchipurna.
He serves
on
a devotee.
Baktu.
But you only serve me.
A ti služiš samo mene.
I will only
ja
liberate someone
samo osobu
who approaches me through his devotee.
Pristupa.
Yes, but I'm trying to serve devotees, but everyone says, you are so exalted, you speak with the Lord, and we don't want to accept any service and go from you and go to hell. Therefore, I can't find any devotee who allows me to serve.
Će mi dozvolite da ga služim.
Said Kanchipurna and cried.
Kanchipurna je to rekao i zaplakao.
The Lord said, that's a serious problem.
E, to je već ozbiljan problem.
Find a devotee who doesn't recognize you.
Nađi nekog baktu koji će te koji te neće
okay,
prepoznati.
Okay, Kanchipurna, but dobre this means I would have to leave
to znači da ću morati napustiti
Chamara Seva for half a year. No problem, I can get anyone to do this.
Ma nema problema, bilo komu može to raditi. Želim da se ti vratiš natrag Bogu.
So next morning Kanchipurnam left the town
je napustio grad
and went to another town.
I otišao u drugi grad.
He dressed on the way in the dress of a sannyasi. He was a grihastha before.
Iako prije bio grihastha.
And then
i tada
he would always
ona bi uvijek,
he would go to another grihastha in Srirangam and every day he would take care of the cows of the
grihastha.
Now once after half a year
godine,
so in the night when everyone večer, was sleeping Kanchipurna was just praying and chanting the whole night during the day he would take care of the cows. Now once
dana,
after half a year the Lord made a plan to bring his Kanchipurna back to him. He made such a storm like a storm
oluju,
and a rainstorm which will come in a few hours here in the camp also.
Veliku kišnu provalu oblaka koja će naskoro koja će za par sati isto doći nad naš kamp. Mi smo naručili tu tu kišnu nevrijeme i ona će doći.
And Kanchipurnam came back after the night with his clothes totally drenched.
Potpuno prokislom odjećom.
His clothes
i svoju odjeću
in the evening on a line
je stavio da se
suši. And then took his grihastha clothes, the white clothes of
Kanchipurnam,
and he sat in his room and he chanted, my Lord, I want to do your seva, I want to do your seva, I don't even care if I'm liberated, I want to thank for you. And he sang all his beautiful songs. So he became so loud in his singing that the person where he was serving woke up with a start and who's singing so beautiful and ran into the room and there he saw his cowherd boys, an old man dressed in white clothes, crying, "I want to do your seva." And he understood, "Wow, you were not a cowherd man. You are, who are you? You look just like the famous Kanchipurnam." "No," said Kanchipurnam. "I'm not Kanchipurnam. Not even in my dreams. And the Lord doesn't like me anyways." So then he and this Grihastha who had him as a cowherd boy was knowing only how Kanchipurnam speaks so openly about his relationship to Krishna. He fell to his feet and said, "I have made you serve me. You have taken care of my cows. You have taken care of my cooking. You have taken care of my shopping. You have served me. Now I will go to hell." Kanchipurnam said, "I will go back to Godhead and I will pray to you for you that you also can come after me. Don't worry." And he went back, he hastened back because his disguise was lifted, and he came back to Varadaraj, and the next morning he came and fanned him on the altar. Varadaraj said, "There you are. Was it a little wet?
Da li je bilo pomalo mokro tamo gdje se nalazi?
Was the rain a little bit heavy?
Da li je kiša bila malo jaka?
Yes, it was your rain of mercy.
To je bila tvoja kiša milosti.
Brought me back to you. I don't even want to be liberated from this world as long as I can serve you."
Varadaraj
said, "Now you have served my devotee, now you will go back to me. Don't worry."
So
this is some story about what we are talking here, where a devotee serves the Lord with his chamara and is so absolutely desiring that the Lord will call him in his service and give him further instructions how to do this service. My dear devotees, we all should have such desires to do something for Krishna. A man without an ideal is a dead man. A woman without a spiritual goal is a woman in stagnation. A woman in spiritual paralysis. You must have something you look forward in the service of the Lord, which will enliven your practice and give wings to your life. Very important. There's a very nice song which my own spiritual master has sung sometimes. Unati re navamitava kitayam udbashpa pundari kaksha rakshayishyami tandavam kadam yamunati re navamitava kitayam. It's from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It says, it's about a desire. "O lotus-eyed Lord, when will I dance on the bank of the Yamuna with tears in my eyes while singing your names?" This is the correct desire.
Istinska želja.
When will I go to Vrindavan?
Otići u Vrindavan.
When will I give up my identification with being man or woman? When will I go to the Jamuna?
Ili ženskim tijelom?
And when will I just sing at the Jamuna?
Pjevati na Jamuni.
Chanting your holy names.
Uzvikujući tvoje sveto
ime.
There
is a book out which reminiscences of Srila Prabhupada before he came to the West.
Ili napravo, one of his friends na zapad.
Who lived with him in Vrindavan.
Znači, jedan od njegovih prijatelja koji je živio u Vrindavanu i posmatrao ga je, je vidio
at the bank of the Jamuna,
na obali Jamune, stavio je, zabio je svoju dandu u
made a little pile so that it wouldn't fall. And then Prabhupada danced napravio around
the danda
like a little child.
Plesao oko dande, poput malog djeteta.
Singing the holy names of Lord Krishna.
Gospodina Krishna.
And later, when the friend asked him, oh, Abe Babu, you were dancing very nicely.
He said,
yes, I was enjoying my life at the bank of the
Yamuna.
My dear devotees, if you
Dragi
ever bakte, have the chance to go to Vrindavan's forest
do šuma Vrindavana
and find a lonely spot at the bank of the river Jamuna,
na obali rijeke Jamune,
then please sit
onda
there
molim vas, sjedite
and
tamo
chant the holy
pjevajte
name.
Sveta imena.
Dance if
plešite,
no one looks
ne gleda,
and you don't do it for, you
ukoliko
know,
ne radite to da,
how do you say recognition,
da bi vas
prepoznali,
ime, slavu, neslavu,
and sing the names of the Lord there in that sacred atmosphere. And you will see how some good feeling for Krishna consciousness will enter your heart. In fact, that's where we begin.
Tu sve I počinje.
The prayer of Rupa Goswami,
molitva Rupa Goswamija,
which is called
koja se naziva
Kapanja Panjika Stotra, a list of requests,
ili starts
exactly in Vrindavan's
počinje tačno tamo u šumi Vrindavana.
He says,
kaže,
a very poor man
jako
living in Vrindavan
forest
presents the following appeal at the lotus feet of Vrindavan's
podnosi
king
sljedeću molbu and pred lotusova stopala kralja Vrindavana. Sljedeću.
This is a very amazing prayer because
Bhakti Vinod Thakur
has also written a song about this prayer. And he says, with a little bit more feeling, weeping and weeping and turning away from all shyness, I, a very poor-hearted person who lives in Braja's forest, now speaks the prayers that are in my heart.
Koje mi leži na srcu.
My dear devotees,
dragi bakte,
the forest of Vrindavan is truly a spiritual forest,
duhovna šuma.
And it is a forest which invokes immediately feelings for Radha and Krishna.
Za Radha I Krishna.
The forest of Vrindavan,
šuma Vrindavana,
is a like a person which greets Krishna,
osobe,
the flowers on the trees are the smiles of the forest.
Su osmijesite šume.
When he welcomes Krishna,
kada izražava dobrodošlicu Krishna.
The bees which are in Vrindavan's forest,
koji zuje šumom Vrindavana,
these bees,
the pčele,
are the song of the forest,
šume.
The dancing of the forest.
Plesanje
when Krishna
šume,
comes, the leaves
Krishna
are dancing
dođe,
in the sky, and that means that the forest
po nebu,
is greeting his beloved
to
Lord.
Znači da šuma pozdravlja svog voljenog gospodina. Došao si.
And then, when Krishna enters the forest of
Vrindavan,
from the trees, honey pours down like a welcome drink for Krishna. Drink, 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 you are here. Drink, drink, drink.
Došao si sada.
Krishna says, hvala.
Krishna kaže, hvala.
And in this way, the whole forest of Vrindavan is a forest full of consciousness. It's not a dark, tamasic forest. It's a living, conscious servant forest. I have written a lot of things about the forest of Vrindavan, but I don't want to sing, talk too long.
predugo. Prabhupada was once asked, what is the benefit of going to Vrindavan? And he said, it gives you a push forward.
To vam daje poticaj,
a push forward on your way back, home back to Godhead.
When you feel Bogu, tupko
and passive and you feel your life is moving stagnantly on the same place, go to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all desirable things in your life. Rupa Goswami says,
Rupa Goswami kaže,
the splendor of Vrindavan's forest, which is so beautifully situated on the bank of the Yamuna, where the buzzing bees take shelter of newly blooming kadamba trees,
is ornamented with unlimited sweetness.
And this forest, listen to this, produces an extraordinary state of bhava in my mind.
Najneobičnije stanje bhave u mome umu.
In other words,
drugim riječima,
in the forest of Vrindavan, you get the difficult to attain feeling for Shyamasundar,
koji je
for
tako
Krishna.
Teško dostići, to je osjećaj za Shyamasundara.
I had once a friend,
jednom sam imao prijatelja,
whose Jewish mother,
čija židovska mama,
to take
mama
him out of Krishna consciousness.
Je došla da ga izvuče iz svjesnosti.
Jewish mamas are something else, my dear devotees.
Posebno,
you know Bosnian mamas and Croatian mamas and Serbian mamas. And they are already more attached to their children than Nemecka or German mothers. But the Jewish
mama
is really the epitome of attachment to the children. And an Italian mama is also very intense. So this New York mama had come to take her son out of Krishna consciousness, but she didn't know the power of Vrindavan. She came to Vrindavan, and then the next, then after one night in Vrindavan only, the mama thought, went to the son and said, I hate to admit it, but I sang the whole night Hare Krishna.
Ali cijele noći sam pjevala Hare Krishna.
I think it's good what you do.
I mislim da je sada, mislim da je dobro ovo što radiš.
Vrindavan has such an effect even on the materialistic-minded person, because it has so much power. Vrindavan is so powerful because there's Tulsi Devi in the forest and Brinda Devi, the same person who brings us to Krishna.
Koja nas dovodi Krishna.
So the second verse, let me see.
Druga strofa, da pogledam samo.
Actually, I want to see, do you have any questions?
Želim
so far?
Prvo vidjeti da li imate neka pitanja o ovom.
Is this all right for you or is it over your head?
Da li je ovo dobro
and it's boring because
ili
you never hear such
visoko
things.
Iznad vaše moći shvaćanja i dosadno vam je zato što nikad ne mislite o tome. Ali ove su stvari,
yeah, we also talk about self-improvement
o čemu govore bake. Mi naravno razgovaramo
well
i o poboljšanju samoga sebe i o tome kako da bolje živimo u ovom svijetu, ali ne smijemo zaboraviti i duhovni
both
svijet. Transcendentalni svijet. Oba dvije
stvari
moraju biti prisutne, moramo znati kako se doći tamo i moramo znati također kako nadići sve prepreke na našem putu. Ovi seminari su jako neophodni, međutim, također moramo znati i cilj.
Both. Zeal, yes. Should we go on?
Onda da nastavimo.
The second prayer is now something which is very important from text 2 to text 9. Rupa Goswami will now praise Krishna. When you pray, you should first address the Lord with some good prayers. You should not just come and say, I want this, I want that, or I'm fallen, or this and that. Praise the Lord. Glorify Him. That's the meaning of kirtan.
Misao kirtana.
Step out of your own little prison cell, your little mind,
and
address
uma,
the Lord.
I onda se obratite gospodinu.
Navendivaras,
No. Navendi vada sandoha sondasya skandana prabham charu gora chana garva gaurava grasi gaurabham. Do you see how the poet is now using sounds which are very much similar? Charu gora chana garva gaurava grasi gaurabham. O king,
O kralju,
whose luster eclipses the splendor of newly blossomed blue lotus flowers.
Svježe procvjetanog plavog lotusovog cvijeta.
That's Krishna.
To je Krishna.
O Radha, O queen,
Radha, kraljice,
whose fair complexion
prekrasni
devours the intense pride
guta
of yellow Gorochana. Gorochana is a pigment
guta,
from the cows.
Aha, znači
brightly yellow.
Guta s, blistavo žutu boju gorochane. To je pigment s kojima se ukrašavaju krave.
There is a benefit,
znači
Narada Muni talks
o kojoj govori Narada Muni.
Is when you chant
to je
prayers
da,
in glorification of Krishna.
U slavu Krishna,
you immediately enter the presence of Krishna
dođete
in your consciousness.
Prisustvo, prizovete Krishna prisustvo u svoju svijest.
Do you follow this idea?
Da li slijedite ovu ideju?
If you pray,
ukoliko
prayers
molite,
which come from your own mind,
ukoliko izgovarate
you
molitve iz vašeg
in your own little
obično
word.
Ostajete u svom malom vlastitom svijetu.
But if you pray about Krishna's wonderful attributes,
o Krishna,
your mind becomes overwhelmed by divinity.
Preplavljen božanstveno.
There's a verse which I like very much from the first canto. Where Narada Muni talks about his own experience. He says that when I chant about Krishna's pastimes, he at once appears
odmah se
on the seat of my heart
na sjedalu,
as if I have called for
srca,
him there.
Kao da sam ga prizvao da dođe tamo.
And Prabhupada translates or in its the purport
ili u svom
this experience of Narada Muni into something
Munija
which I find very very valuable.
Ja
he says,
drago,
if you pray
kaže,
to Krishna,
se Krishne,
if you pray about Krishna's glories,
o Krishninim
you
slavama,
penetrate
onda prodirete
into his presence.
U njegovo prisustvo.
What does the word penetrate mean?
Prodirati ili prodrijeti.
Yes. Penetrate means you go through some obstacle.
Znači proći kroz neku prepreku.
For instance, you might penetrate an earthen wall
kroz zemljeni zid
to reach freedom.
Da biste dosegli
you
slobodu.
Just dig a hole through it and then come out the other side. Free.
Slobodni ste.
So, when you begin to chant
kada
Krishna's glory, and I really mean Krishna's glories, even though your mind doesn't always understand it, you will penetrate through the thickened wall of your material conditioning
gusti,
and your mental
materialne
limitations
uvjetovanosti
and
i materialne
enter into the presence of the Lord.
Izaći ćete u
I especially recommend to you books like the
Bhagavatam,
where you find these powerful prayers by Dhruva and Prahlad, which bring you into the presence of the Lord, which help you to penetrate the wall which separates you from the Lord.
Probijete taj zid koji vas razdvaja od gospodina.
So here,
ovdje znači,
what is described here
ono
of Krishna
opisano,
is one particular quality of Krishna. What is the quality
Krishna
of Krishna?
Odlika? Koja je ta posebna
which you
Krishna
would notice
odlika,
first when you would see
prvo, kad biste ga vidjeli.
A smile.
Osmijeh.
Beauty.
Ljepota.
Mercy,
milost, samilost,
milost. Oh, Maharaji Omila and Govinda Nandan have banded together.
Govinda Nandana i Urmila right Mataji su
se spojili
zajedno
i
rekli blistavost, taj sjaj.
When Arjuna sees Krishna,
Arjuna vidi
Krishna, universe of form, what is the first thing he sees?
Što je prva stvar koju vidi?
He sees an effulgence, as if there are thousands of
tisuće
suns rising at the same time.
U isto vrijeme pojavilo na nebu.
On the eastern horizon.
Na istočnom horizontu.
It's a blinding, overwhelming
to
experience.
To je zaslepljujuće, zaslepljujuće iskustvo. To blještavilo.
Then the next thing is
onda
he sees his
stvar,
all-pervading presence
njegovo
sve is everywhere. And finally he sees him.
I konačno ga vidi
as vreme, time.
U obliku vremena.
So the first, it's always described when the devotee
opisano
sees Krishna,
kada bhakta vidi Krishna,
he first sees the luster.
Vidi to
luster, how do we say?
Blještavilo ili sjaj.
Yes. Don't feel confident about your language. Yes. Don't feel minority complex about your words. Yes, that luster.
Taj sjaj.
It's described
opisano
when Radha, when
opisano je da
Krishna
kada
wow, now I know something very nice I read.
Oh, sad sam se sjetio nečega jako dobro što sam pročitao. A kada Krishna susretne Radu
in the evening in the temple of gold.
U hramu, u zlatnom hramu.
It's very difficult for him to notice who is Radha because she has a golden luster.
Jer ona ima
and everything in the temple of gold is
sjaj,
of gold.
Sve u tom zlatnom hramu je naravno
columns, pillars, thrones, the floor.
Sjedala,
it's in the meeting place. The
vaze. To je mjesto gdje se oni susreću.
The yoga pit in the evening.
Nalazi se
there is a temple there, which is all made of gold. And Radha hides in the temple.
Se skriva u taj hram i ne miče se.
And then Krishna,
i onda Krishna
enters into this temple.
U ovaj hram.
And the temple immediately
odmah
develops a green light.
Odmah počinje sijavati zeleno
svjetlo. Can anyone imagine why the temple of gold becomes green?
Da li možete zamisliti zašto hram zlata postaje
a victorious
zelen.
Smile on her face.
Radha
Kripa, you know,
sa pobjedničkim osmijehom na licu.
I said it before, so we know.
Ona zna, zato što sam prije rekao.
So why?
Zašto? Zato što Krishna, you know, ima plavi ten.
Krishna has a blue complexion.
Krishna ima plavi
ten. And his blue light enters into the golden temple and everything becomes green.
Sa zlatnim hramom i sve postaje zeleno.
Blue and yellow.
Plavo i žuto.
Green.
Pravo
emerald
i zeleno.
Green. Emerald is like a
kao smaragdno zeleno. Smaragd je dragulj.
Oh, when Krishna goes, Radha Krishna goes through the forest of
Vrindavan,
it's first blue
onda
light and
plavo
a yellow light
i žuto svjetlo,
bathing.
Koje kupaju čitavu okolinu u svome sjaju.
And from the source of Krishna's lotus feet,
od tabana Krishna i vodcu iz topala, pojavljaju se taj mjesečevi zrak,
prekrasna ptica koja
živi od mjesečevi zraka,
steps here, the chakora bird comes here.
Dolazi iza Krishnih stopa,
and tries to drink the effulgence which comes from Krishna's lotus stopala. This is how the Lord is so effulgent. It is described on his toenails.
Da na noktima njegovih nožnih prstiju je mjesec uzeo utočište. Because when the moon heard
that Krishna's face is compared with the moon,
da se he became ashamed.
Oh no!
Mjesecom.
How can anyone compare me?
Kako može
with the Lord? The Lord is so much better. I'm so insignificant and foolish.
Ja sam tako beznačajan,
the moon falls from the night sky. on the ground.
Mjesec pada na tlo.
It breaks into 10 pieces. These 10 pieces
neba,
quickly run and take shelter
u 10 komadića. Oni potrče brzo i uzmu utočište na na nožnim prstima Krišne. I zato Krišna ima nokte koji su poput mjeseca.
Our Lord was not born in a Swiss valley.
Naš gospodin nije rođen u nekoj švicarskoj dolini.
He is transcendental.
On je transcendentalan.
Yes, very good.
On je jako dobar.
There's a verse in the Radha Rasa Sutta Nidhi. O Radha, if a multitude of full moons rose at once to flood countless universes,
na nebu,
with the nectar moonlight of pure love,
sa nektarskim mjesečevim sjajem čiste ljubavi,
that flood of light
onda
from
ta,
these
čitava,
countless moons and countless universes might give a slight hint
pomali nagovještaj
of the incredible radiance of your lovely face visible in the valleys of Vrindavan.
U dolinama Vrindavana.
Therefore,
stoga,
because
zato što
the Lord and his dearest
i njegovi najdraži
companion Shrimati Radharani
are compared with the moon, sa mjesecima,
the light is compared with soothing moon rays.
Njihovo svjetlo se uspoređuje sa mjesečnim zracima koji ugađaju.
By the devotees
about the lotus feet of the Lord.
In Ananda Vrindavan Champu, I found the brilliant rays of your ruby-like toenails dispel the darkness of lamentation from the hearts of your devotees. If you want to be free from miseries, my dear devotees, meditate about the lotus feet of Radha and
Krishna
and the light which comes from their toenails. This is a powerful meditation. I remember I was once in Cologne at the university for interreligious dialogue.
And
I will never ever be able to forget this dialogue. At that time, our Veda Academy went from university to university to give an interesting format of congresses. We invited four members of different religions.
Kongrese povezivali bi četiri člana religija
različitih.
Kršćanske religije.
Budistic monks.
Budističke monahe smo zvali.
But then they always said we are not a religion. Then we said come anyways.
Oni bi rekli mi nismo religija. Ali mi bi rekli nema veze, svejedno dođite pošto svi misle da jeste.
Sometimes shamanistic religions.
Nekad predstavnike šamanizma i hinduizma.
And what we did is
i ono što smo radili,
we had three parts of these conferences. One was theory,
jedan je bio
the
teorija,
was questions,
drugi je bio pitanje
to these different
odgovori,
members of
pitanja
the religions.
Tim različitim predstavnicima religije.
Third part was a practical part where each religion, each representative of a religion would guide the all the participants in a religious experience of their tradition. I really feel we should do this again, at least in Berlin. And you know, we would always end, the Hindus would always end with a kirtan, all because we had participated in their practice. They were now forced to participate in our practice and chant and dance like
pjeveju i da plešu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
style.
We would always have the most blissful and most dancing kirtans you can imagine, and all the religious men with the turbans and so on
would have
to respond in kind.
Zato što su iz ljubaznosti odgovarali.
So I remember one Buddhist,
jedan Budist
did something very nice with us. He asked us to close our eyes and then
i tada,
to meditate about the blissful smile of Buddha's
face
and see how that smile would pervade blistavi
every
cell of our body.
And I did it. Prožima svaku šibanicu našeg tijela. Ja sam to napravio i dok sam to radio,
thought, well, mislio sam, I don't know how Buddha smiles, but I have seen pictures how Krishna smiles, so let me do it with Krishna smile.
Tako da ću ja to raditi sa Krishninim osmijekom.
I saw Krishna
i vidio sam Krishna
smiling from one picture which I remembered,
sa jedne slike koje sam se prisjetio.
The gong came bang, stopped the meditation, I was there.
Gong udario gong da
just lost in the smile of Krishna.
A ja sam bio tamo sjedio izgubljen u Krishna
osmijehu. I still remember.
Još uvijek se sjećam. I onda je Gadadhar rekao,
come back, now we must chant.
Sada moramo mantra.
And later, I liked it so much, but I felt a little bit...
Osjetio sam se pomalo...
Oh my God, there's nothing like this in the Bhagavatam. I felt a little sad. But later I read in the third canto that if you want that misery goes out of your heart, you must meditate about the smile of the Lord which dries up the ocean of misery in the heart. The ocean of tears, it's actually described.
And this
helped me to enter a little in the meditational aspect of Krishna consciousness. And today I want to recommend to you, when you go to bed, please do a favor to you. Before you fall asleep, think about the smile of the Lord. And I can guarantee you, you will have a good
da ćete
smiling night
imati jako lijepo nasmiješanu noć
the holy
i probudit ćete
on your
se
lips,
sa svetim imenima
or
svojim
you can
usnama
meditate about the luster which comes
možete
from
meditirati
the
samo na taj sjaj
the ruby like toenails of Lord Krishna
sa noktiju locovih
there's a prayer
noštnih prsti
may the brilliant light from Krishna's toenails protect us
blistavi sjaj Krishnih noktiju nas zaštiti
the chakori birds thinking that light to be moonbeams come to lick Krishna's footsteps
mjesečev zrak dolazi i liže
that light turns all jeweled foot pedestals to colorless crystal that light seems to be thousands of water drops emanating from washing the lotus feet of Krishna. I admit these are very wonderful meditations.
Proizilaze sa pranja lotusovih stopala Krishna. Mogu priznati ovo su zaista predivne meditacije. Sada ćemo završiti sa ovim opisom.
O Lord Krishna, defeating the splendor of sapphires and new clouds, you delight the people of Braj.
Na taj način ispunjavaš radost ljudima.
O Shri Radha, your fair complexion removes the pride of yellow Gorachan. You charm Lord Krishna's heart.
Poražava sjaj Gorachana. Ti
so this is the first meditation of this wonderful prayer in the Kapanya Panjika Stotra, which is very much recommended for devotees of Krishna to think about his qualities,
his
breathtaking beauty
na njegovu ljepotu koju
and to
oduzima,
pray
da,
that my Lord
moliti,
I'm so much attracted to so many things but let my attraction now slowly come away from the wrong things
se
and
sa
go to the right things
i uputi se ka pravim stvarima.
Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Sya Hare Krishna. We have come to the end. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah. One thing.
Još jedna stvarčica.
today,
danas,
we celebrate another birthday.
Još jedan rođendan.
May I ask Shyamasaki to come forward? Only briefly, or if you are afraid, maybe you just want to get up.
Može samo
želiš no. This is Shyamasaki.
Ovo je Shyamasaki.
Bravo! Shyamasaki is 20 years old.
Shyamasaki
and she has gotten today a postcard from Vrindavan.
I danas je dobila razglednicu iz Vrindavana.
Here is a sender.
Ovdje vidimo koji je poslao.
It's from Shri Krishna Balaram Mandir.
Shri Krishna Balaram Mandir je znači poslao.
On Bhakti Vedanta Swami Marg.
Na Bhakti Vedanta Swami Marg.
I think Radha Shyam Sundar have written her a postcard.
Radha Shyam Sundar je napisali. Ne znam šta je sad unutra.
Moraš je
uzeti i možda nas sutra reći šta tamo piše. Ovo je tvoja lična razglednica od Krishna iz Vrindavana.
Bravo! We sing heute malich, ne? We won't sing happy birthday because then Shyamasaki will melt into the ground and that will be too much.
Rastopiti.
Hare Krishna.
Stopiti sa zemljom.
So, this was the end. Hare Krishna.
To je bio kraj.